From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry heads to Moscow next week. He will go there to talk with Russian President Vladimir Putin about Russia's troop withdrawal from Syria and the prospects for peace in that country. News of Kerry's Moscow trip came as Syrian peace talks continued for a second day in Geneva. Also Tuesday, the first Russian military personnel returned from Syria. Enthusiastic crowds greeted three Russian fighter planes that landed at an air base in the southern part of the country. The United States says a top Islamic State commander known as Omar the Chechen has died. He died from injuries he suffered a week ago when an American airstrike targeted him in Syria. The White House announced changes to travel and trade restrictions on Cuba Tuesday. The changes open up educational travel to Cuba for individual Americans, allow Cubans working in the United States to earn salaries, and reduce trade and financial barriers to improve business ties between the two countries. The changes come ahead of a visit to Cuba next week by President Barack Obama. South Sudan is cutting the number of staff at its embassies around the world because of economic troubles stemming from that country's two-year civil war. The foreign minister denied reports that South Sudan will close 10 diplomatic missions. He acknowledged that his government has delayed paying rents for some of its embassies. Myanmar's parliament has voted to elect Htin Kyaw as the country's next president. He is a close confidant of NLD party leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The iconic democracy leader is constitutionally barred from becoming president because both of her sons have foreign citizenship. The new government will take office April 1st. This is VOA News.